So how many of us deal with their documents that still require wet signatures? Everybody should raise their hand. Come on. At least something in our life, in our professional life, still requires a wet signature. Why is that? You need an original. Okay? What if you didn't have to worry about having to get that wet signature? Or even if you didn't have to get that wet signature, you had a higher level of trust associated with the electronic signature that you had. Or if you didn't even need a signature, because guess what? The entire network is going to tell you whether that particular transaction is legitimate or not. So this is the power you have of removing a need for a centralized database, removing the need for a centralized signature system, removing the need for trusting one person because it's a point-to-point transaction. So instead of saying, you know, me coming up and saying, you know, I had, here's a check for $100,000, it's me coming up and saying, here's a check for $100,000, and I've got two bankers on either side of me going, yeah, that's okay, because I've got $100,000 in my bank that'll cover this check for you. You don't have to wait asymmetrically for that check to clear. You don't have to worry about me inadvertently or intentionally fraudulently rewriting the check, you know, to be $1 million instead of $100,000. These are the types of things that are definitely power components of how distributed ledger works, assuming that we understand how to actually implement the trust model. So, any questions on what distributed ledger technology is so far? Anybody confused about how this works? Because I'll go back and play around with the tech as deep as you want me to go. I am a geek. I will make you suffer through my geekiness. This is the reason why nobody raises their hand. So what else? So I've talked about transactions. I've talked about different kinds of things. But practically speaking, what are we looking at in terms of how distributed ledger technology, blockchain, can actually help us? There are three layers of the technology that allows us to do things to be trustworthy associated with a, quote, transaction. The first one, obviously, is storage. I have a stock certificate, you know, a tokenized security. I don't have the physical stock certificate. I just simply have my name in a ledger that says I own this stock. Same thing is true for a coin, a cryptocurrency, a payment system, all right? That's basically storage. It belongs to me. The fact that it belongs to me is there. The record is there. I'm good. Thank you very much. Stored. We're done. It's encrypted. That means it's confidential, and the way the encryption is set up, it's inextricably attached to my identity, which means it can't be removed, so we have data integrity. Poof, awesome, great, storage. Next, storage is useful, but guess what? Storage does something. Storage is a holding place for a series of transactions for us to basically do our job, our business. That's the next component, exchange. Every transaction is an exchange of data. Every transaction is, this transaction right here going on, me talking to you guys, is an exchange of data. It's coming out of my head, through my mouth, into your head, I hope. If not, that's my problem. This kind of exchange of data is something that we deal with on a day-to-day basis that we have to worry about in terms of, is that data valid? Is that data what it's supposed to be? Did it come from the right place? Is it something that you have authorization to present? All of those other fun things. This is effectively a arbitrage platform. Okay? But it's that distributed arbitrage platform so that we don't have to worry about one thing going sideways. I don't have to do all of my exchanges through a clearinghouse. The exchange is done in real time on the network because the whole network is the clearinghouse. And then the final thing is executing. How many people have heard of smart contracts? Awesome. I love the fact that we actually have people who have heard of smart contracts. They're confusing as all hell. I'll tell you that right now. Funny thing about it is, we've been thinking about this, at least in the legal community, since the 2000s. So there was a process that the ABA went through in terms of analyzing how to do electronic chattel paper. And when we were building the digital signature guidelines and the PKI assessment guidelines, and we were talking about how to do online contract formation, one of the things that came up, and you see this in the Uniform Electronic Transactions Act and e-sign and a bunch of other electronic signature laws, the concept of an electronic agent, i.e., I put a set of parameters into a piece of code, and I walk away. And that piece of code executes transactions based on a query from another electronic agent and based on my parameters. We see this actually, believe it or not, in the high-speed trading world on the stock exchange. So you've got algorithmic stock trading. That's all done through an electronic agent. guess what? You can do the same thing using distributed ledger technology. And the reason for that is not only do you have the option of saying, I trust this data, I know where this data came from, I know what credentials are associated with this data, and so I know what authorizations are associated with this data. Oh, and by the way, if I am then given a transaction, I can automatically execute the transaction. How many of us get really, really tired of having to move a mouse pointer around just to do a particular transaction? I know I do. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we've seen is folks using bots to streamline the practice of law is really not using a bot. It's doing nothing more than saying, okay, I have to do the same movement over and over and over again. I don't want a person doing it. I want a computer doing it. And so it's a script. Same thing that can be done here. If you've got very reliable processes in place, you can automate a lot of this, and you can automate a lot of this without necessarily having to stand up a lot of capital expenditure. Why? You've already got a network. You've already got a bunch of nodes inside your environment, whether it's a hospital or a law firm or anything else. You have the capacity to actually engage in the actual execution of a transaction without any human interaction. And the law supports that. eSign supports that. UEDA supports that. UCC supports that. These are all things that can work associated with this particular piece of technology because, again, you have the community recognizing that, yeah, that is the kind of authority you have, and so I'm going to allow that transaction to happen.